What's up, Reeves?
How's it going?
Feels good to win, ain't it? Feels good to win.
I don't know. We lost. I couldn't tell you if it was good to win or not.
Podcast. Hey, this is Carter Singleton, and I'm here with
Brian Horn.
We are here with Madison Podcast.
Did you go skiing this weekend?
Yeah, I went snowboarding with some friends. They had a lot of powder. I've only been twice this year, actually, but this is probably the best time that I've been. So what'd you do this weekend?
Honestly, didn't do too much. Just watch the football games, watch the Texas-Ohio State, what it is.
Were you sad about the Broncos losing?
No, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan.
Oh.
Josh Allen's my husband, so.
There you go.
Speaking of games.
Students versus teachers game was today, and we're here with a couple guests.
Our first guest is Mr. Reeves. He's a Spanish teacher. So we have a few questions for you today.
Shoot.
A few. So obviously you had an incredible shot today, your hook shot. What's your feeling on that?
It wasn't that. It wasn't incredible.
Oh, I beg to differ.
I'm a short guy with low center of gravity, a.k.a. I'm fat and everything like that. So I have to shoot that way or somebody will block. Yeah, so I had to do something different.
Or how much points did you have today?
I don't know. Free throws count as 2 points today?
I think it was just one. Yeah.
So I had 5 points if the free throw counted as one.
Yeah.
So out of the 12. Good.
Not bad.
Not bad, I guess.
Who are the kids that you shot over when you made that?
I don't know anybody on the other team. They've never come through my Spanish class, so I didn't know too many people. So I couldn't tell you who that was.
Have you had any past practicing time with basketball?
We have not. As teachers, we didn't. We were told, I think, on Tuesday if we would play on Thursday, and we just said yes, and we just came out as a team and played.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any real practice with basketball ever.
Yeah.
I played tennis in high school.
And baseball? Right. I think I remember that.
Yeah, baseball. I love baseball. I played baseball since I was 3 years old. Didn't play in high school or anything like that. So,
why did you play?
Yeah.
Well, one, I was just asked.
Yeah.
And usually when I'm asked, I'll be like, yeah, sure. Sounds fun to me. I've been really thinking about it since the beginning of school. And I'm like, I got to get to the gym because I got to get I got to get in shape and everything like that. And so, but I've been thinking about it and I got asked. So I said, yeah, sure.
This was your first time?
My first time, yeah. And I've been here about 4 years now, so.
So we know that you have a lot of, you collect a lot of shoes. So
I do.
What were you wearing on the court today?
I was wearing my Kobe 8s.
Okay, okay.
The white ones. So.
Oh, nice.
I thought they were the best one. I thought I was going to roll my ankle because they're low tops. And low tops. And get the whole Achilles ankle thing that Kobe got before. But
nice.
That's what I did.
How much pairs of basketball shoes do you have?
The only way that I have thought about how many I have is from the beginning of school this year, first try, I wore a different pair of shoes every day during school, and I didn't wear the same pair of shoes for like 5 weeks or 6 weeks.
That's crazy.
So,
jeez. Do you want to play next year?
Yeah, it was fun. I had a great time, and now that I know how it goes, why not? You know, now we got to avenge our loss too. Mm-hmm. So,
gonna make another hook shot.
Get them next year,
maybe.
All right, Senor Reeves, we have some special guests for you today. We have seniors Michael Williams and McKay Manor.
What's up, Reeves?
Feels good to win, ain't it? Feels good to win.
I don't know. We lost. I couldn't tell you if it was good to win or not.
Yeah, but you hit a nasty hook shot on me at the beginning of the game.
Dude, that's my only shot.
I was in for 30 seconds, and you hit a hook shot on me, bro.
I was in for 30 seconds, too. It's like
the ref pushed me with how good it was. He pushed me from behind.
Definitely the craziest clip of the game.
100%.
Well, thanks, guys.
100%.
I tried my best.
Carrying the team.
Honestly.
Tough luck, Lamson.
It's not true. Lamson is the head of the team.
Lamson threw up a lot of unnecessary shots, and I apologize for Lamson.
Nah. He did what he needed to do. He's in there more than I was.
Who was the one kid and teacher that got laid out on the court?
Norris?
Was it Norris?
It was you and Norris.
It was me and Norris.
It was you and Norris?
It was the first play of the game.
So what was your thoughts on that?
It should have been a flagrant foul. I stole the ball from him, and I'm...
He was going for the ball. How can it be flagrant?
I'm way ahead of him, and he dived straight for my legs. I'm a skinny boy.
But he was driving for the ball. Come on.
I thought McKay's knee was gone. I thought he was cooked.
So my, and my hip still hurts to this moment.
What do you think we all feel like? Us, all these little guys who play, we were all like sore.
That was our only hope. We would play, we would like practice for this game. We like would play 3v3s full court just to try and get in shape.
Yeah, we had no practice. We were told on Tuesday will we play, and then we're like, yeah, sure, we'll play. And then on Thursday, they're like, we're like here, and okay, we're playing with these guys, and mm-hmm. Lamps is like, oh, these guys are starting. And I'm like, okay, I'll sit down.
Were you not, did you start?
No, I did not.
No.
I'm always second string.
Lamps wasn't the greatest coach.
He did well. Okay. He did well. Okay.
So for the students, what's one of the teachers that you had to look out for, like keep your guard up?
Definitely Lamps, for sure.
And it would have been Fillmore, but he was sick, and that was a big plus.
And also, low-key, like Norris, too. Like, he didn't do too much, but, like, when he was in the paint, like, he had to have, like, two guys on him. He's 7 feet tall.
And he was angry.
Yeah, and he was mad. The Lamson, for sure.
And then for the teachers, what's one student that you had to look out for?
Let me think. Who did the most? We just knew that we had height, and we probably had to guard Dredge a lot better because he's just fast. He's like the best athlete in Idaho, you know, in general. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad that he didn't get any Idaho first state, you know, football.
I agree. A big part for us too is Scotty hitting that three on the
very
first.
Scotty, the very first one set the tone.
The very first three hit that. Scotty. The very first play at the three. That clutch
Scotty,
for us.
I would say, is our star player.
He clutched that, yeah. Mm-hmm. That led some momentum. Yeah.
And then Max Thewson, we knew we didn't have to watch anything. So we were all right with that one.
Airballing behind the backboard.
He should stick to soccer. He's pretty good at that.
Thank you, Senor Reeves, for being on the podcast today and talking about your wonderful hook shot. Hope you have fun in your Spanish class, and we're going to talk to the boys now who played at the basketball game. Did you guys have fun?
I thought it was super fun.
Definitely the biggest highlights of my senior year so far.
Oh, 100%.
Speaking about senior year, what other fun stuff have you guys done so far in the last year?
Honestly, like, just nothing. Like, school's easier, less classes. Mm-hmm. I get to play Fortnite.
When soccer season ended, I haven't done much after that. Kind of an empty schedule without sports, honestly.
McKay has track coming up. Excited for that.
Hoping to break that 800 record.
What is it right now?
156.
156.
What's your time?
2 minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes.
That's gettable. Ooh. That's definitely gettable.
That's good. Get a 4x8 team to state, huh?
Definitely.
That's another goal. Let's see.
What'd you guys think of Reeves as a basketball player? Because he came out talking to us, says that he doesn't have much past basketball practice.
I mean, me personally, I had a bad experience with it.
Michael, what's your first thoughts on
he hit that hook on me, which is kind of awful. Got all my students yelling at me saying I need to play better defense when I was in his face, but that was disgusting. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar right there.
Honestly, Reese was like the stereotypical teacher that we were saying was going to be in this game. He could run up and down the court maybe twice, and then we had him. And that's how we won this game. They weren't ready for us.
How do you get our conditioning good?
Did you guys practice a lot for the game?
We practiced this week, right?
Yeah, we practiced every day this week leading up to it. Practice our threes.
Make sure to get our shots up, because we knew they had height too, so we definitely worked on our like perimeter game a lot, trying to get our threes dialed, and it worked. Yeah. So,
what shoes were you guys wearing on the court today? Basketball shoes.
I was wearing my Giannis's.
I was wearing Paul George's.
Nice.
What jerseys did you guys have on today?
Ice Trey, Trae Young, baby.
I was LaMelo Ball. I was trying to be a nonchalant hooper.
Are those your favorite players? You just had their jerseys?
My favorite player is Devin Booker, but I let Adam wear that jersey. So.
Yeah, he's my second favorite. I like Russell Westbrook.
So not LeBron James?
Not King James, unfortunately.
MJ's the GOAT.
Not King James. So between all the students on the team, who do you think had the best performance out today?
Either TJ or Scotty, probably.
I definitely say Scotty. Scotty, first play of the game, hit that three, and that really set the tone.
Yeah, it did.
Us.
That did. Got us momentum.
Yeah, the student section was crazy today.
It was fun, yeah.
It's a fun game.
It was intimidating, though. More students seem to be showing up to those games.
What's your favorite chant to do at the games?
Probably the color shout.
Wiggalo's good as fun.
Wiggalo's, yeah.
Who's your favorite player on the varsity?
Mine's between Nash and Carter, probably.
I gotta say Nash Humphreys. Boise State commit.
Carter hit my ice. I told him to do that, the ice cold thing, and he did it after a three, so that was tough.
Do you think we have a good chance at placing that state?
I think we're gonna win it this year.
Yeah, I think we can win state. Yeah.
So we placed third last year.
Yeah.
I think we could win.
Between all the refs, who do you think was the worst one out of all of them?
Bryce Wilson.
Don't get me started on Bryce Wilson.
I have a video of it when Reeves drove to the lane and I didn't even touch him and Bryce called a foul on me. I'm submitting that to the league.
Also, if you could choose one teacher to one-on-one with, who would it be?
Savannah Dodd.
Mine'd probably be Lamson or Ingram. Ingram would be fun to one-on-one.
Did you like his wrestling gear he was wearing today?
No.
I don't like it. I thought it was funny, though.
Because you know what happened? I was going for a rebound, and he was using wrestling moves on me. I had to tell him this isn't wrestling.
He put him in a cradle.
So some of the teachers didn't play tonight. If you could play with one, one-on-one, who would it be?
Fillmore,
for sure. Because Lampson was talking Fillmore up like he was Steph Curry.
Yeah. Or Rhodes even, too. Because Rhodes is an ex-NBA player. That'd be cool to match up against.
Yeah, but his knee is shot.
Yeah. He would have destroyed us with the torn knee, though, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Did you like Reese's commentary on the game?
I did. He called me a troglodyte. He was making fun of Max a lot, too, so that was funny.
Yeah, oh, that was funny.
In government class today, he
was letting him have it.
All of his air balls.
Thank you for listening today, and special shout-out to our guests, Michael Williams, A.K. Manor, and Senor Reeves for being on the podcast today.
Check us out on MHS Bobcat B, and follow all of our socials.